And now, ladies and gentlemen, introducing the lady of the house, Miss Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva.
Welcome everyone to Let's Jazz It Up.
For the best in hip hop music, keep it locked right here on Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com with your girl, Lady Diva.
Lady Diva, this is your house. You got it like that.
All right, then.
Yeah, y'all. It's Lady Diva live on Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. Holla at your girl.
All right, everyone. Welcome. Thank you all for tuning in to Let's Jazz It Up for Lady Diva Live Radio. Here I am, Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. Phone lines are open. Anyone can call in to speak with Shaya. Shaya's on my platform tonight. Shaya, are you with me?
Yes, ma'am.
Where are you calling from?
Amit, Louisiana.
All right, Louisiana fans. Looky here. Up and coming female rap artist for us. Positive messages. Let you know you're not alone. All right. What's up with that track I just played there? The One. Hello?
What'd you say?
What's up with that track I just sent, The One? Is there a story behind it? What inspired you to do?
There isn't per se a story, but when I wrote it, I just wanted to let people know who Shaya is and what she's going to do.
All right. Well, I believe our listeners got the point. Got the point. So, Lee Austin is your producer. He actually helped produce the music. And tell us how your music journey began, Shaya. Whom and what was your inspiration? What sparked your skills in rapping?
Well, when I first started music, I started out as a Christian artist. I performed at a few churches. Then I ventured off to other genres so I can be versatile and give everybody something to listen to. And my dad was my inspiration.
Okay.
It runs in my blood, you know.
Yeah.
There's so much musical talent in my family. I was blessed to have gotten it, too. It's just a God-given gift.
Right, right. So who all else in your family, do they do rapping or they just do music?
I mean, they do music, period, you know, from instruments, like rapping, singing, all of the above.
Okay. Do you play a music instrument? Younger minds want to know. They're curious, want to know.
The only musical instrument I play is my mouth.
Thank you for that information, Shaya. Thank you so much. So how long you been rapping, though?
Well, it's been 5 years. I've been rapping since I was 12. Like, one day I saw my dad in the room recording himself, and I was like, dang, I want to do that, too. So I left, went and wrote a whole song, came back and showed it to him, and he was like, it's like he was amazed, and I've been doing music ever since.
All right. Thank you for that information as well. I would like to mention and tell you happy birthday. You recently celebrated
your
birthday, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. All right. So blessing, more blessings to you. I would like to spin another one of your tracks. And that one is called Unity. Is there a brief story behind that one?
Well, with this song, the whole idea was to write something positive, you know, to spread kindness and positivity to others. The fact that negativity even exists is the reason why this song was made. I wanted to write something that will uplift others, you know?
Right, and thank you for that. All right, here is Unity. We'll be right back.
Together like we equal, spend a little time, love each other, all these people. Time to be happy and loving, not evil. See how our friends, familiar, how our amigos. Come together like we equal, spend a little time, love each other, all these people. Time to be happy and loving, not evil. See how our friends, familiar, how our amigos. Yeah, it's crazy in this world, race reflects everything. Got the people like JB, what do you mean? It don't matter if you're black, white, Asian, or Chinese. Latino, whatever, you still mean the world to me. This is the mindset that we all should incorporate. With that, we all have the power to activate. Have faith, we got to compender and be ourselves. I don't do pretenders. Listen to the message that I'm sending. Defending the people of this world like I'm intended to do. Feeling like there's something always missing. Got a warning, hitting our hearts to be equal. Now listen, listen, listen to the message that I'm sending. Defending the people of this world like I'm intended to do. Feeling like there's something always missing. Got a warning, hitting our hearts to be equal. Now listen. come together like we equal. Spend a little time, love each other, all these people. Time to be happy and loving, not evil. See how la friends, familiar, how la amigos. Come together like we equal. Spend a little time, love each other, all these people. Time to be happy and loving, not evil. See how la friends, familiar, how la amigos. Let's pray for better days, need to find a better way to come together, too many hearts are being decayed. We hurting each other mentally, cutting them with blades. Then we wonder why we stuck with trust issues and are afraid. Then you hear the phrase, oh, I was born like this. I can't change, this is something that I can't quit. It's in my personality, better yet, it's in my genes. I can try to change, but it ain't as easy as it seems. And if I try too hard, I might cause a catastrophe. See, now I'm speechless, all of this is just blasphemy. But if you think about it, some of this mentality could possibly be a cause of messed up mentality. But listen to the message that I'm sending, defending the people of this world like I'm intended to do. Feeling like there's something always missing. Gotta want it in our hearts to be equal. Now listen, it's time to come together like we equal. Spend a little time, love each other, all these people. Time to be happy and loving, not evil. See how our friends, familiar, how our amigos. Come together like we equal. Spend a little time, love each other, all these people. Time to be happy and loving, not evil. See how our friends, familiar, how our amigos. Like the hook said, it's time for us to come together. We need to be there for each other through our stormy weather. Let's uplift each other and hold our heads up. Cause some of y'all hearts ugly like them haircuts. I ain't throwing shots, okay, you think I'm loud enough? And I'm about what I say, I back my words up. Not too many people can say that we need to grow up, but that's another subject for another time to be discussed. Negativity has no room in my life. I hope y'all agree, we need a positive light. We need to stop being hard barking, no bite. We can come together easily to do what's right. And that's our problem, we are our biggest enemy. We need to be unified with better energy. So hard that jealousy, hate, bullying has got to go. So hard that negative energy has to go. Come together like we equal. Spend a little time, love each other, all these people. Time to be happy and loving, not evil. See how our friends, familiar, how our amigos. Come together like we equal. Spend a little time, love each other, all these people. Time to be happy and loving, not evil. See how our friends, familiar, how our amigos.
Well, all right. Y'all heard Shia on Unity. That's what's up today. All right. So, why don't you give information on where anyone can purchase your singles online at? Go right ahead.
Okay, well, y'all can listen to my music on SoundCloud or the Hillboy Music Store. The site for that is glossermusic.com, GLOSTERMUSIC.com.
All right. Thank you for that information. So I would like to ask you, will there be any other future music projects in store?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Most definitely. I'm actually working on one right now. And I just had my promotional project drop a couple weeks ago. So y'all should listen to that while you're waiting for.
All right. So can you give us a sneak peek of when we should expect all this to be ready? And will you be back on my platform?
I do not have a set date yet for that. And
okay. Yes,
I would love to come back to your platform.
All right, now that's what's up. So I also want to, do you have a website? Mention your social media pages.
Okay, well, Alignable, my Alignable page is, this is the website, https://www.alignable.com/hustler-la/shia-4-unity. And my Instagram is princess.shia, PRINXESS.SHIYAAX. My Facebook is Nashia Randolph, NASHIYARANDOLPH.
All right, and thank you for that information as well. So I'd like to ask you, what is your motivation that keeps you doing your passion and doing rapping, this positive rapping?
Recently, my motivation for me to keep going has changed since my father passed. So he's my new motivation. Knowing that he's looking down at me for me to succeed so he can be proud, that motivates me.
Right. That's what's up. Wow. Thank you for that. And I'd like to ask you this. What is that ultimate desire for which you wish all your fans and even curious listeners to get out of the new tracks here?
My ultimate desire would be for anybody listening to get inspiration. A lot of my music is positive, and I want positive things to come from that. So if any of the listeners get any inspiration or my music helps them or whatever it is that caused the positive effect, then I did my job.
Right, right. Thank you for that. Thank you so much. And I would like to ask you, what is your favorite track out of the three? I will be playing Sid and Sabrina.
Sid and Sabrina is my favorite track. And I say that because...
Go right ahead.
If you actually take the time to listen to the lyrics, the things that I say in the song are real life issues that people go through, and they need to be reminded that they are not alone no matter how lonely they may feel.
All right. Thank you for that information. We have a caller. Lee Austin, is that you?
Yeah, this is me. Yeah. How's everybody?
Did you have something to say while Shia is still on air?
Oh yeah. It was a pleasure working with her on projects, and she's dead spot on. You know, whatever she's doing, she has a mind on what she's doing, and you know, it was just a pleasure working with her on this. So just keep encouraged, keep on doing what you're doing. And you know, as long as you keep trusting God and you know, listen to your mom and those that influence you in a positive way, you're gonna be all right. So that's why I had to call in and chime in for a second on that.
Right. And you did a very good job in helping produce the music. I really like the one and Unity.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Right. So back to Chaya. You're more than welcome to give a shout out to all the persons that supported you throughout your years. Go right ahead.
All right. Well, first, I want to shout out my dad. Rest in peace. I'm going to make you proud. Second, I'd like to shout out the OG, the GOAT, my mom, Mr. Lee, my producer, my grandparents, all of my friends and family that supports me. I love you all. And last of all, I want to thank you, Ms. Brenda, for giving me this platform for this opportunity.
Oh, well, sure. My pleasure. And let's give them also an applause and hope you can put this to you. We're almost coming to a close. I would like to ask you again, what's the story behind the track Sid and Sabrina again?
Okay, so when I was writing it, I already had something written, but after a while I got stuck. So my mama was like, this kind of reminds me of a song by Tupac, Brenda's Got a Baby, and she let me listen to it. And from then on, that song and the issues out in the world together, it inspired me to finish it and make my vision of the song come to life.
Right. Thank you for that. Thank you. Thank you for that information. And last but not least, any words of wisdom you would like to give during these dark times you're dealing with? Any words of encouragement?
Okay, well, whatever, anything that you want to do in life, don't let anybody stop you or try to steal your shine. You do you regardless of what anybody says. You follow your dreams, no matter how big or small they may seem, feel that dream. Whether your dream is to become an artist, a dancer, entrepreneur, whatever it is, go chase it and get what you want.
All right, and thank you for that information. Thank you. Is there any other information you would like to give this time while you're on air to all of your fans and followers at this moment?
No, I just want to say thank you, everybody, and I love you all. That's it.
All right. Well, stay tuned, everybody. I'm going into the second half of the show. Lee Austin, he will return. He has new music. He has three new songs. And also, I have a hoodie that I'm going to also spin on air. Phone lines will still be on air, on open. And stay tuned. And I'm playing right now Sid and Sabrina by Shia. And Shia, you are more than welcome to come back with your new music project. And I will be following you. And keep your head up. And, hey, happy belated birthday.
Thank you, Miss Brenda.
All right. You have a blessed evening.
Too.
No curses, passing down to the youngest of persons. This is an issue that needs help, it's urgent. It's causing generations to continue hurting. Bloodline tainted with this addictive purpose. Got the youngest feeling like their life ain't worth it. This is an issue that needs help, it's urgent. It's causing generations to continue hurting. Generational curses, passing down to the youngest of persons. This is an issue that needs help, it's urgent. It's causing generations to continue hurting. Story time, once upon a time there was a kid. In the story, we gon' name the young girl. Said she was a pretty and smart little youngin'. She had a bad attitude and friends that supported. But Sydney's mom was a druggie. She'd do anything just to get a little money. One time she sold Sid for a temporary fix. Her dad tried to save her, now the grave is where he lives. Sid would tell her mom no. Here comes the verbal abuse. Her mama sat her throat, she doesn't know what to do. Now all she knows is to ruin others mentally. Like her mother taught her, she hurts the stability. In other words, Sydney was a bully. She was mad and sick, dedicated to being pushy. She preyed on the fear that Sid to make them weak. Girl, and her new victim was the new girl, Sabrina. Generational curses, passing down to the youngest of persons. This is an issue that needs help, it's urgent. It's causing generations to continue hurting. Bloodline tainted within addictive purpose. Got the youngest feeling like they life ain't worth it. This is an issue that needs help, it's urgent. It's causing generations to continue hurting. Generational curses, passing down to the youngest of persons. This is an issue that needs help, it's urgent. It's causing generations to continue hurt. Sabrina's going through depression, all of the above. That was an abuse, so drunk her mother never showed her love. And to add on it, that her brother died last month. Now to put the icing on the cake, she questioning her worth. She seems so happy with a mask on the outside. Behind that fake smile is so much pain she can't describe. She's constantly thinking everything is a fault. Blaming herself for all the pain that her father caused. This made Satan proud, he gives a round of applause. Her dad tells her, everything is a fault. You know the norm, the blaming the victim. The if you would have never did that, I would not have hit you. But that's just a phrase, predators normalize. We know they just want their actions justified. Hand that just hurted Sabrina her bit. Now it's time that we go and check up on Sid. Generational curses, passing down to the youngest of persons. This is an issue that needs help, it's urgent. It's causing generations to continue hurting. Bloodline tainted within addictive purpose. Got the youngest feeling like they life ain't worth it. This is an issue that needs help, it's urgent. It's causing generations to continue hurting. Generational curses, passing down to the youngest of persons. This is an issue that needs help, it's urgent. It's causing generations to continue hurting. Sid and Sabrina finally met after a while. They was becoming good friends, loving each other's style. Months passed, not they basically best friends. Sabrina thinking that the friendship is genuine. But no, whole time Sydney had a purpose. She wanted Sabrina to feel the same way she was hurting. Sid thinks Sabrina's perfect and she got it made. That's the reason why she wants the girl to go through pain. And this is what we call judging a book by its cover. And soon Sydney's true intentions will be discovered. Time goes by and Sid starts becoming distant. She mentally beat Sabrina down at its assistant. Home has gotten worse for Sabrina in an instant. Sid being a bully, Sabrina questions existence. The pain has gotten worse and now she's suicidal. She looks to make her choices, either death or the Bible. Generational curses, passing down to the youngest of persons. This is an issue that needs help, it's urgent. It's causing generations to continue hurting. Bloodline tainted within addictive purpose. Got the youngest feeling like like they life ain't worth it. This is an issue that needs help, it's urgent. It's causing generations to continue hurting.
Y'all for still tuning in for the second half. Yeah, we have back on my platform Lee Austin. Are you with me?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you right now. I'm here.
That's the jam right there. This ain't no make me world.
Yeah, man, this ain't no make me world.
What were you doing? What was you doing and thinking to come up with that song, man, right there?
Man, let me tell you, I heard a song by Curtis Mayfield, and he used a couple of verses in there talking about Superman can't find a way, right? So
yeah.
I think, man, I need to take that and maybe kind of incorporate that with my Gullah Soulistic music revival thing I got going on, right? So I said, you know what? Let me make up something here to remind us that this ain't a make-believe world. You know, people go to the movies and they watch superheroes do this and that with computer-generated flips and all this stuff, man, and to get caught up in it. But you know, we need to realize, man, that's just make believe. That ain't, you know, yeah, you know, can't nobody off the movie save us from nothing. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
you know, spiritually, we need to wrap our minds around the fact that it's all God. He's the only one that can fix all this stuff.
Go on, say that. Go on, preach. Go on, preach.
I got to do that. You know that. You know
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
yeah, man.
Tell us, what you been doing since the last time you were on my project? Now, this is like our sixth or seventh show with the music.
Yeah.
And you got an album that you put out that's on, is it SoundCloud? Is it on SoundCloud?
Oh, wait. Oh, man. It's on Spotify. It's on iTunes. It's on Apple Music. It's on SoundCloud, of course, Reverb Nation. So I made it available to, so, you know, can't nobody miss it, you know? And so you know, I put all these singles together and I told you I was going to create one big project, you know, dedicated to your show because, it was your platform and you bringing me on this platform to be able to introduce my style of soul music, my style of spiritual music. And so that's what I came up with. That's exactly what I came up with. And so it's out there now, so nobody can't miss it anywhere.
Yeah, they can't say they ain't heard it.
Because
you got
man,
it on all platforms. Can you go ahead and mention the name of the album?
Well, the name of the album, the project's going to be called, right now at this point, it's called Soul Brother Number 1970.
Yeah,
I came up with that. I came up with that concept. I said, because, you know, Soul Brother Number 1970. And so people ask me, why you call it Soul Brother Number 1970? It's because simply, we know James Brown.
Yeah.
You know, he's Soul Brother Number One without a doubt, right? So I'm like, well, who's number two? Curtis Mayfield or is it Black Moses, Isaac Hayes? You know, so is he number three? Then you got Earth, Wind, and Fire. You got Luther Vandross. You got Peabo Bryce and James Ingram. So I said, well, you know what, man? I can't even figure out which soul brother I'm at, so I'm just going to use my 1970. That's my birthday. So,
right.
My birth year, so I just came with Soul Brother Number 1970. And so that's why I pretty much groove the way I do with my brand of spiritual music. And so I wanted to come up with something unique, of course. And so that's pretty much what I came up with on that.
Well, you have a lot of fans and followers that are catching up and really digging your groove. They love your vibe. And let's talk about this one song here that I fell in love before it hit the charts.
You remind me of a quiet storm, so smooth and warm. You soothe my soul, my heart you hold.
That's this jam right here. Love.
Yeah.
Now,
still
running up the chart, right?
It is. It's number one. It's actually number one on numberonemusic.com. Oh, yeah. Man, it's really moving. I'm getting a lot of response, a lot of comments from Australia, the UK, from Sweden, all these people commenting. numberonemusic.com how much they love this song. You know, it's just, I didn't think the song was going to, you know, I mean, I was feeling it when I did it, but I had no idea, but it's slammed.
I was so excited because when I played it on the show, I got feedback on SoundCloud because, you know, my shows are everywhere online to be listened to, and everyone loves that song. And they were sending me the feedback. And I was trying to tell you, look, Lee, look. All I could do is like, look what's going on. Your baby is getting up there. Your baby's growing.
Yeah, man.
It's exciting. It's so much exciting. I am so glad I'm in your world because I'm so happy for you. And so tonight we're playing new music that you have. So I like to ask you, what other surprises you got in for that you can let us, you know?
Well, you know what?
You got something up your sleeve now, don't you?
Yeah, man. I'm getting ready to go in a little direction as well. I just got off the phone a little bit ago. Had a conference call with an alternative rock band. We're going to fuse some soul. We're going to fuse some jazz with them. And some things rolling around in my head to do with them. And so they're very excited about that. I've been talking to these fellas for the past maybe 3 months now. And So we finally connected. So I'm bringing them aboard my production company, so that way I could work with them and pour into them. And of course, I'm trying to get Henry Jones III, his project. I'm trying to get that finished. He's a guy that does all my vines for me, creates all my vines. And so I'm excited about that as well. So that's what I'm working on right now. Shia.
Okay.
I sent her some stuff a while back, so I'm waiting on the call for that when she's ready. So it's some other folks that are, as a matter of fact, a brother out of Chicago. That's one of the cities, as a matter of fact, that followed me real strong on numbermusic.com as well.
Yes.
And on your show. Yeah, it was a brother that reached out to me, John Bailey. We've been talking and everything, and remember, he was a soul brother as well, so he and I are going to be collaborating on some things together coming up.
Well, you mentioned John Bailey. He's another next upcoming guest on my platform coming up.
That's solid.
I've been trying to keep in touch with him, and so, be looking forward to John Bailey being on my show soon. So everybody get a taste of the music that he has sent me, and then they'll be ready for the new music that you helping them working on soon, later this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So right now we're going to get into playing some of these new tracks that you got. I got Tears. Tell me a brief story behind this track here, Tears.
Tears is depth. I mean, this is my brand of worship music. To be able to express myself with such depth perception, and being able just to open up and just share how I feel about God being in my life, and how he's made changes in my life, and the healing for my soul and my mindset, everything. You know, everything about him is so right. And so I wanted to use words, and you'll hear this in the song. I wanted to use words that really define what I'm feeling right now. And so Tears, you know, I can't hold them back. You know, when I think about his goodness in my life, and I don't mind dropping a few tears in there. Tears of joy and happiness, you know, that he's in my life. It is, and so basically that's why I had to describe it in the song.
Yes, and I love this song because when you have tears and praying to God, he sees that you're giving him your whole soul and death in your heart, and you pouring out your heart. And that's the realest relationship that he sees through your heart. And that's why I love this track, Tears. You just be so point, and I'm like, wow, he done did it again. So here it is. Here it is. Tears by Lee Austin, everyone.
Fire in your eyes.
I'm so grateful. I feel so blessed because you gave me life, the opportunity to revive my soul, and gave me life above again. My tears, just let me cry, let me cry. Not ashamed to express my love. I can't hold back my tears. Just let me cry, wanna cry. Not ashamed to express my love. The calming of my storm. Such powerful words to me, to my soul and mind. You heal my heart, you make my life so right. You gave me perfect peace, you have mercy on me. Such a joy to walk in your light. I feel so blessed because you gave me an opportunity. You revived my soul and gave me life abundantly.
I can't hold back my tears.
I can't hold back my tears.
Let me cry.
Let me cry.
Not ashamed to express my love. I can't hold back my tears. Not ashamed to express my love. I can't hold back my tears. Just let me cry.
Let me cry.
Not ashamed to express my love. I can't hold back my tears.
Oh, the joy, the joy.
Just let me cry.
Unspeakable joy.
Not ashamed.
Matter of fact, I found me some information today that I'm gonna have somebody help me do some of these virtual concerts and yeah. whatnot like that. So that's my next move. I'm gonna take these songs and compile them on a video, and so that way people can see actually what I'm doing. When, you know, as I'm singing the song, and you can just vibe when that, you know, vibe in that when that comes out. And so that's probably the next project I'm working on for myself, is to get this streaming so people can actually see me in what I'm doing
yeah.
right out here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm working on projects as well where people can see me do my radio shows.
Oh, okay.
I won't be
okay.
doing as much of them. Because it takes a lot of time and effort, and it kind of get too much in my way, because I have so many artists that wants to come on my show. So mm-hmm. yeah, I'm working on that as well. But will you go ahead and mention your website information and your social media pages so people can
okay.
follow up?
Yes, you can go to my main website, which is https:// ALIGNABLE.com/FREEPORT Texas /GULLAHSOULMUZIK. You can also go to https://, and you can go from there to N1, N as in Nancy, the number one, M as in Mike, .com/LEEALSTON. And you can also go to SoundCloud, and you can find me there as well. Lee Alston, LEEALSTON, Gullah Soul Music, GULLAHSOULMUZIK. You can also go to Reverb Nation. You can find me there. Just type in the same thing, LEEALSTON, GULLAHSOULMUZIK. And you can also go to Spotify. You can go to Apple Music. You can go to iTunes. You can find me there as well.
All right. And thank you for that information.
You're welcome.
Would like to ask you about your eyeglasses and your T-shirts. Are they still selling online?
Yes, as a matter of fact, you can go to C Styles. That's SIESTYELES. C Styles, Eyes Be Glammed. Man, y'all need to get y'all some of that eyewear. She custom makes.
I'm going to get a pair like yours. I like yours.
Man, your man is smooth, huh? You know, y'all out there, y'all need to get y'all a pair of these eyewear. She custom made mine. I have Atlanta Braves eyewear. I have my Atlanta Falcons eyewear. I have my Georgia Bulldogs eyewear. Y'all need to get those eyewear. I'm telling you, man, they're stylish. They're one of a kind. You ain't going to find them in Walmart. I mean, I'm not going to leave no store. You're not going to find them in any stores at all. These are custom made. Henry Jones III of God First Established 2010 Clothing Apparel. You can find him on LinkedIn as well. You can find him online as well. That brother does all my vines for me. He creates my unique, one-of-a-kind jerseys. I have my Atlanta Falcons jersey, which is custom-made. You ain't going to find it in any store anywhere, nowhere. He custom makes them. I mean, so I'm still pushing all that. As well, if you go to my Lineable website, you'll see my photo gallery on there. You see me, you know, doing my modeling thing. You know, I got my vines on, I got my eyewear on, and I'm doing the whole Gullah Soulistic vibe on there. You can go check that out. But get y'all one of them. Go get y'all a pair of those.
Yeah, I'm gonna. I'm trying to get me a pair of them glasses like yours, them same frame. I'm not gonna have any sports logos on it, so I just want her to bedazzle the frames for me, you know, so I can wear the round rims.
It's people in my family already got one. My mom, my wife, my aunts. You know, they dare to get their eyes glam. So once you get them, man, I'm telling you, you got a pair already, huh? Yeah,
I got
glam
my pair
now.
Yeah. I want another pair. Oh my God. I got a caller wants to know, how much did you pay for your frames? How much you pay for your glasses? If that is
man.
If you want to mention that.
Yeah, you know, the when you get them custom made, on average, I paid about $40 a piece for them.
Okay.
Even custom made, though. I mean, and they're built to last.
Yeah. Right,
Yeah, so you're going to get your money's worth. C will definitely hook you up, and she'll get you right. She'll get your eyes right. You'll be able to see better and all that. Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, I'll be contacting her pretty soon, and thank you for that information. let me ask you this, Lee Alston. What is the ultimate desire which you want all your fans to get out of this new music here? Tears, This Ain't No Make Believe World. And this next track, I'm going to play Quiet Time, Song of Solomon.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You know, it's the reality of the world we live in. You know, we can't find answers in movies and television shows. We can't live our lives through people on the tube. You know, because you're looking at people on the tube, you know, you're looking at what they got going on. And half of that stuff, you know, it's all television. It's, you know, that's what it is. And when you look at what you're dealing with and you figure out, then, hey, man, this is reality I'm dealing with. When I turn that TV off, this is my reality. And so I've always been a realist all my life, ever since I was a child. You know, I was one when I first started playing guitar, when people would come up to me, and, you know, adults would come up to me and say, man, you should play that guitar. I knew I was playing that guitar like junk, man. I'm like, man, you really? I was a little fella. And then I asked my mother, I think I was about 8 or 9 years old, I started playing, you know, put my hands on them strings. And I told my mom, I asked my mom, I said, Mama, why are these people, you know, telling me I sounded good tonight? And I know good and well I didn't. I said, I don't want people telling me something that it's not real. But I knew for myself I would, because I'm playing on 8-track tape, you know, behind these other artists. I'm like, man, I don't sound like them cats on there. But, you know, and that's the same way I did my son. You know, he was 7 years old, and the first time Junior created a beat, I told Junior, I said, man, that sound like junk, Junior. He didn't get mad. He didn't cry. That little brother looked up at me. Now, he's 23 now. But he looked up at me like, okay, I'm going to show you something. I said, okay, we're going in there and have it. So you said, Daddy, I got something I want to show you now. So I went in there. That fella came up with this beat. I'm like, okay, I can work with that. And the thing about it is, I did not want to give him a false sense of reality of if it ain't right, you know, do it anyway. And then you grow up thinking that, hey, man, it's legit because I was told it was legit. But we live in a real world with real issues, and we cannot live our lives through people on the TV. And, you know, when the other song, the Song of Solomon, is Quiet Time, you know, man, one thing to be able to say, you know, I love you to your woman or to your husband, but, man, I believe you can say a little bit more than that. You know, you should be able to express yourself in such a depth. And, man, in reading Song of Solomon, I understood that. So I'm like, man, why would I want to give my woman, my wife, a one-liner when I can take my time and express myself wholeheartedly? You know, and so this is my reality. This is what, you know, who I am. And so basically I want people to be able to understand that sometimes it takes more than just one-liners to encourage somebody. Sometimes it takes for you to open, you know, your heart up and really express what you're feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. You absolutely right.
I'm on it, huh?
Yes, you own it. You all gave me a wake up call today. Good Lord. I was not expecting that one, but yes, you are absolutely right, because a lot of kids and teenagers on these video games, and they have to determine the reality, and that's a video game, you know?
That's right.
And they got to know how to deal with reality, the problems,
right,
the issues and all, and to make themselves work harder. And
that's
not
right.
Just let people giving you stuff that's sugar-coated.
That's right.
You know? Yeah.
That's right.
And thank you for that. Wow. I wasn't
You're
expecting
welcome.
All that, but thank you.
Yeah.
You always deliver. You always deliver, Lee. That ain't no lie. You always deliver. So,
thank you.
Any words of wisdom you want to give, words of encouragement to give, that we're still dealing with this pandemic, these dark times, you know? You have any kind of encouraging words you want to give?
Yeah, basically, based upon my faith, all I can do at this moment is just trust God that He will bring us through this, and the people who are in charge of governing over us, hopefully they will listen to Him and what He's thinking. You know, that's the main purpose of that song I came up with. Superman can't find a way, any way he can help us.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it seems as though there are men and women that think they're Superman and Superwoman that can fix all this stuff that's going on in the world. And what we're dealing with is a heart issue here. And that can only be fixed by Him. You know, the mind, I mean, that can only be fixed by Him. You know, and that happens, that changes, and everything else. You know, I used to listen to that phrase, free your mind and the rest will follow. You know, I believe that that's what needs to happen. And so that's why when these songs come to me and I'm looking at real issues that we deal with, you know, and all I can do is just encourage others as well as myself is to continue just to hold on to what God is saying and hold on to your principles. Don't compromise. You know, do good. You know, try to keep yourself in your lane and just do right by people and just treat people right. You know what I'm saying? When you treat people right and you treat them good, you treat them well, you know, good's going to come back to you. It may not seem like it, but eventually God's going to bless your life, for real.
Yes. Amen to that. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Thank you. Okay, I'll be playing the last track. I'd like to ask you, Lee, which out of the three of these tracks is your favorite?
My favorite is Tears.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, my favorite is Tears, yeah.
So tell me, what's the brief story behind Quiet Time, Song of Solomon?
Being able to express myself. Whenever I'm talking to my wife, I can give her more than one liners. You know, I can sit down and express myself, what I'm feeling, and you know, I can, if eyes are brown, I can elaborate on that, you know, and different things, you know, just like in the Song of Solomon, when, you know, when they're expressing themselves to one another, and they're not shy about that, because that's them, you know. So it's like, you know, when you have somebody you love, it doesn't have to be a spouse. It could be anybody, your mother, your father, or a relative or a friend. Being able to just be open and express yourself in such a way to where, you know, when you leave or when they leave or when that conversation is over with or when the phone hangs up, you know, that is still something that they're holding on to. Sometimes people just need, you know, you to listen and give them some hope.
Yeah.
But just being able to express yourself openly, you know, and reading the Song of Solomon, understanding it, you know, that relationship is so beautiful. And when you have a relationship that's so beautiful, whether it's a husband and a wife or a parent and their child, It should be a dialogue where, you know, we can express one another's feelings to one another, man. Yeah. And, you know, whatever I speak, you know, it'll pour into you. And whatever you speak to me, you know, it'll pour into me. Yeah.
Yeah. You're right. That's what society has a problem with nowadays, especially mm-hmm. with our black men and our black sisters in expressing their feelings.
Mm-hmm.
They have things that happen to them that they're dealing with, and they don't know how to express their feelings.
Mm-hmm.
They should learn learn to know how to express and get that out of their gut and
mm-hmm.
Express it to the Lord or express it to someone close to them, because you can't go on in life carrying all that old baggage on you. And then
right.
dealing with people in your life and you're acting a fool or acting out those old expressions. You
right.
got to learn how to let go of that stuff and learn how to express yourself and let it go. Talk
That's
to
right.
somebody.
You're sure right
and
about that.
And that's what's wrong with society today. People are expressing anger and doing outrageous things.
That's right.
Because they're angry or,
mm-hmm.
or they're lonely or something. And that's not the right way to express yourself.
That's right.
You got to talk to somebody.
You have to.
Yeah. And thank
yeah.
you. Thank you, Austin. We're coming to a close to our showcase. I'll be ready for you to come back with some new music or new projects, Lee. I'm just in awe with your production, your music, your work ethic. You keep doing what you're doing. Always come back and keep in touch with
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
And I will leave the show by playing Quiet Time Song of Solomon by Lee Austin. And then I will give a treat. I have a gospel spiritual song by Glenn Jones, the legendary Glenn Jones. He has a spiritual song, Trust in Me. And I will end the show with that song as well. This is Quiet Time Song of Solomon by Lee Austin. This is Lady Diva signing out. And good night, and you have a blessed day, Lee.
Thank you. You do the same.
It's quiet time, time to share our hearts.
Yes, it's quiet time.
Just for one moment to define who we are. We embrace the wings of time. I gaze deeply in your eyes, hoping this moment lasts forever.
Quiet time.
Chill with me tonight. Let's make it forever. The moon defines our mood, so perfect for two. The stars came out for me and you. No doubt the love we share is true. And you calmly whisper my name.
I love it when you say my name.
Such a beautiful place, a warm embrace. The moon shows your face, your lips how sweet the taste. Passion in your love, you're all I'm dreaming of. And you softly say my name.
It's quiet time.
It's quiet time. The rain falls on the window. Your presence fills the room. Anticipation is left in your shadow. And as you reach out to me, you warmly call my name.
Say my name.
It's quiet time. Come over here and hold me. I belong. Built in your arms,
I'm yours tonight.
Oh, such a beautiful place, such a warm embrace. The moon shows your face, your lips how sweet the taste. Passion in your love, you're all I'm dreaming of. And you softly say my name. Place, such a warm embrace. The moon shows your face, your lips are sweet.
That is Quiet Time, Song of Solomon by Lee Austin. Just to let you know, Glenn Jones, the legendary Glenn Jones, has a new single called Trust in Me featuring Genobia Dieter, and it's called Trust in Me. He will be on my show August the 18th at 2:30 p.m. Central Time, 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Feel free to tune in. This is the new single he has, Trust in Me. And thank you, everyone, for supporting me and staying in tune with my shows. Good night, everyone.
All your bills are due, feeling lost and confused. Where do you go? What do you do? When it seems all hope is gone, remember you're not alone. He's always standing near. He'll wipe away your tears. Trials and tests will come, but I know there is one whose love will always be. He is here for you and me. I know he truly cares. You can go to him in prayer. He's your friend until the end. Oh!